It is Friday morning, which is when we hear from StoryCorps, and today we have a love story from Wyoming. That's where a man named Sissy Goodwin teaches power plant technology at Casper College. Sissy stands out on campus because he dresses in women's clothing. He wears bows in his hair and prefers his toolboxes in pink. Sissy is not gay. His wife, Vicky, did not know that he wore women's clothing when they met, but has stood by his side for more than four decades. At StoryCorps, they talked about when they started dating.
I knew I had to hide my behavior, so I tried to be very macho, as you know. The second or third date I took you on, I rode in a rodeo. But do you remember when I first told you that I wore women's clothes?
It was after we were engaged, and I thought, well, that's not a big deal. But one of the hardest things was that people made fun of this person that I loved. So I wanted to protect you.
Remember when I was beat up in front of our house? The guy kicked my teeth in. To have your son have to witness that was pretty terrible.
Yeah.
Remember the neighbors we had? He came out with a knife one day and threatened to castrate me. I call those people fashion critics. But the younger generation, they don't care what I wear.
I remember the time that all your students dressed up for you.
They all had pink shirts on and either pink or purple hair ribbons. The whole class. That told me a lot. Did you ever think to leave me because I was different?
You and I talked about it. But I loved you, and I wanted you in my life, and I wanted you in our children's life.
I know early on, you were embarrassed to be with me, and I felt so bad for you because now I'm not the man you married.
Well, we've been married for over 46 years, and I love the person that I have become because of you.
You didn't know you was marrying a fashion horse, did you?
I didn't know that I was marrying somebody that was going to take up 2/3 of the closet.
I could easily live like my dad, become an alcoholic, and I had tried suicide before I met you. But it's because you, I went to school and got my bachelor's degree. It was you making me look in the mirror and saying, you're a good person. Where do you think we'll be in 20 years?
Oh, probably walking along with our little canes, holding hands, you in your pretty dress and me in my jeans, being happy.
One thing you've taught me, honey, is you taught me how to love, because I didn't know how to love. I've learned since that you have to love yourself before you can love others. And the greatest gift you've given me is a gift of how to love.
Sissy Goodwin and his wife Vicky in Laramie, Wyoming. Their conversation will be archived with all the others at the Library of Congress. And the StoryCorps podcast is at iTunes and at npr.org.